Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
When you're down.
State Senate Minority Leader Rob Ort is joining us live this morning. You know, Rob, it seems that we are really this close to hitting that 70% vaccination rate in New York State and seeing some restrictions lifted. But, you know, even when we hit that metric, we shouldn't think that all restrictions are ending, right?
Well, thank you for having me, Brian and Susan. And Susan, you're right. We shouldn't think that because the governor, I think the actual quote that he said was that most remaining restrictions would be lifted, first of all. But the more important part is that the state of emergency, which allows him the broad emergency powers that he has had over the past year, that remains in place. Even if we hit 70%, the state of emergency remains in place, and that means that the governor still has the ability to, kids have to wear masks here, or he can decide that this place has to be closed. He and his Department of Health will still have their broad unilateral powers. And so I think that's the real what really should have happened is the state of emergency before we left Albany should have been lifted or done away with.
Yeah, that didn't happen at the end of the legislative session. Was there serious discussion of removing that state of emergency? And do you see that happening through a legislative action before you return in full session to Albany? Will lawmakers be called back?
You know, Brian, I really have no reason to believe that my colleagues in the Democratic majorities are willing to go back to do that. They have been, you know, all you need to do is look back over the past 6 months, the past year. There really was no effort, absent Republican pressure, both in the Senate and the Assembly, and in some cases pressure from the voters. Absent that, there was no desire amongst the majorities to return or at any point to take away the governor's broad emergency powers. In fact, those powers would have expired on April 30th, but for the Democrats extending them and tying them to the state of emergency, which, again, is sort of a nebulous thing. But I think most people would agree the emergency has passed. I don't think people feel like they're living under a state of emergency. I mean, there was 15,000 people watching the New York Islanders at Nassau Coliseum. There was 20,000 people watching the New York Knicks playoff game. People are going to the Blue Jays baseball games. I don't think most people would say we are in a state of emergency. And so the question becomes, why has the state legislature allowed that to continue? And why are we continuing to let a scandal-scarred governor continue to exercise those broad powers?
And there's no indication that the governor would even consider giving those powers back himself. How long is the legislature, you know, out for? Like, when do you go back?
We're not scheduled to return until January. So you're talking about January 2022. Now, there's no reason we can't, with remote capabilities and technology that we've all become familiar with, there is no reason we can't return to session, you know, at any time to vote on a concurrent resolution that would end the state of emergency. Right? It's a pretty simple vote, pretty simple subject matter. And I think that, you know, we could do that. We could do it next week. We could do it the week after. When I say I'm not optimistic, it's just based on what I've seen over the past year. They have been really, really unwilling. The Democrats in the Senate and the Assembly have just been very unwilling to do the job that I believe that voters elected them to do, and to rein this governor in, to issue a subpoena, to rescind his powers, even to begin impeachment proceedings. This legislature has been very, very unwilling to challenge this governor, even though all the investigations and scandals that he's involved in. And again, even though I think most people would say, let's get back to, let's end the state of emergency. Let's get back to our lives. Let's rebuild our economy. Let's move on from COVID. I think the governor wants to continue to remind people that, you know, he's in charge, and that's why he's not going to give those powers back.
Yeah, and schools, one of those big things that still remain under control of the state and the governor's office, and there's no sense of when restrictions will be lifted on schools, one of those big items. It sounds strange to say. I feel like I know what your answer might be, but is it almost more reasonable to expect the governor himself to give up these emergency powers at this point, seeing that the legislature won't return for 6 months?
It's hard for me to believe that the governor will, at least in the near future, give those powers back. Knowing him as I do, and having been in all been the last 6 years with him as governor, there's nothing I've ever seen that would lead me to believe that he would just voluntarily hand these powers back. Now, at some point, will he agree to something with the legislature where he's going to give it back? And there may be some negotiation at some point, but I don't think that is something that is on the horizon. That's why I think he said most restrictions will be lifted. And that's why I think when he negotiated the extension with the Democrats in the Senate and the Assembly, he negotiated the state of emergency as the end, because that was not a set date. It's a date that he gets to decide. So, he could surprise me and a lot of other people and decide to do that next week or this week or next month. But I don't know that I believe that's going to be happening soon. I think the legislature is the one that's going to ultimately have to declare that state of the end to the state of emergency, or this will go on into the fall or even into next year, which I think is ridiculous.
New York State has the best positivity numbers in the nation, yet still so many restrictions. Are you aware of any other state that still has this many restrictions?
No, and certainly not one that has, as you pointed out, our positivity rate and our numbers. Our numbers have been good. They've been good for a while. People are getting vaccinated. You obviously have the nicer weather. People are outside. It really doesn't make any sense, and there's no reason. I mean, there's just no political, scientific reason we need to continue in a state of emergency, A, and we need to continue to allow one person, the executive, Governor Cuomo, to exercise the powers and authorities that he has. That was done under the guise of an emergency that has now lasted over a year. And to your point, Susan, no other state is operating this way. And, if you had a legislature that had any guts, any intestinal fortitude, any political will, they would have ended the state of emergency before we left. That would have, I think, really shown the governor, as well as the state of New York, that we wanted to be a co-equal branch of government. And again, the governor, I don't see him willing to give this back at this point, because, he likes being in charge. He likes having that power, whether it's over the legislature, over businesses, over whoever. I think it allows him to declare the end of COVID and take away from the attention from other things that he doesn't want to be talking about. So, we'll see what happens over the next few weeks and months. I'm glad we're out of Albany. I think most New Yorkers should be glad we're out of Albany, but this should have been taken care of before we left.
Rob, thanks so much for the time this morning. That is State Senate Minority Leader Rob Ort joining us live.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.